I just had dinner the other day at a farm-to-table, made-from-scratch restaurant on my CEO retreat, which was mwah, fantastic. And as I was sitting there considering the farm-to-table journey, it made me think, because of course, book marketing is always on my mind and authors are always on my mind, it made me think about you guys and the journey that it takes from start to finish, from farm to table. Of course, I want you to have as decadent of an experience as I did enjoying the vegetable plate that I had made for me. And today, I want to walk you through that journey. So from start to finish, what should you do? How should you get there? What's the next right step? I get asked this regularly when it comes to self-publishing. And today, I want to wrap up season 12 of the Empowered Author Podcast by doing a behind-the-scenes, pull-the-curtain-back view of the steps that I take for my books that I self-publish and that our team takes to help authors self-publish theirs. Of course, this timeline is what we use, and you are welcome to customize based on your wants and your needs and where you are in the journey. But today, you'll get that self-publishing step-by-step process you've been looking for. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's dive in. Hey, I'm Stephanie Fegger, and Empower, it's my middle name. Well, not really, but it should be. I believe that empowered people empower people, and I am obsessed with empowering you, the nonfiction author, with impactful marketing strategies and tactics to help you take your important message and share it with those who desperately need it, want it, and will buy it. I'm the owner and chief strategist of the Empower PR Group and the author of 4 books myself, including my newest book, which came out this past April, titled Emergence, Living Lessons from the Soil. And my book before that is very pertinent to our audience and to you and our authors, called Make Your Author Impact, Sell More Books, Increase Your Reach, and Achieve Your Why. I've been called to merge my love for reading books, writing books, and marketing books to help nonfiction authors with laser-focused strategies and tactics so that y'all can write books that sell, promote books to those who need and want them most, and build meaningful businesses from empowering messages. Think of this podcast as your one-stop shop for marketing insights from an author who has been there, done that, and understands exactly where you are. Because guess what? I do, and I have. So get your pens ready, because I'm ready to empower you. This is the Empowered Author Podcast. If I get asked one more time by somebody to get a checklist of the whole book marketing process, I'm going to scream. No, in all actuality, it's what we all yearn for, and there isn't a cookie cutter approach to that journey. It really isn't. It's all dependent on wants and needs of you and your reader. But when it comes to self-publishing, friends, there is a much better, clearer process for how to navigate that journey. And today, I want to pull back the curtain and share with you the process that I go through every time that I am writing a book and bringing that self-published book to life. Alrighty? So I am excited today to walk you through what that looks like. I am going to share a little bit about what I do for my book, and then I'm going to walk you through a little bit about how we help authors do that process too. So first and foremost, what I'm not going to spend a lot of time on today is actually the book writing journey. Now, it is just understood when you are self-publishing and you come to the Empower PR Group prepped and ready to help us get you over that hump that you've probably got a manuscript and maybe a developmental edit underway. If that is a journey that you do not have done yet, let us know. We have the Empowered Writer Program, and we have beautiful collaborations with an amazing book coach who would love to help you with a developmental edit. We even know ghostwriters, friends, so anything you need to get you over the hump, we are here, we're ready, and we're happy to support and to help you. But let's put that aside. We know that you're working on the manuscript. We know that you're building a book. We know that you are writing and loving and enjoying and maybe not the journey of bringing it to life. What I want to talk about now is the manuscript's done. What do you do next? So some things in the self-publishing journey can happen in overlap. Other things, we have to wait until we can get something done in alongside. So what we first do and what I first do when I'm sitting down to self-publish my book is I want to ensure that I've got the team set up to support me. You're going to need, at a minimum, the following. You're going to need an editor. And your editor should be able to do line edit, copy editing, even proofreading. And that might have a different editor on the team to do that part. You're going to need a designer because you need somebody who can do a professional book cover design for you and also do interior layout. Now, there are some solutions that you can do if you want to tackle that yourself. And here's what I will tell you about that. Feel free to use some solutions for interior if you'd like. But at the end of the day, it is very obvious when somebody buys a self-published book and they didn't have a book cover designer and a formatter. So unless you're in the industry, unless you're a graphic designer by trade, unless this is just something in your wheelhouse, I highly recommend that you hire somebody professionally. We have an editor on our team. Jennifer Crosswhite is phenomenal. We also have a designer who does book covers and interiors and all of that jazz. And we are Madeline is phenomenal. And I actually help with interior for some of our books as well. So we have solutions for you, but you can go elsewhere to look. Just get your team together. You need to rally at least those individuals. You may also want to work with somebody who understands the self-publishing journey so that you don't find yourself in a pickle like I've had to dig some authors out of. So you might want to use somebody who, you know, can give you some advice. You may want to work with a supported self-publishing solution like what our team offers, because it could help you make sure it'll save you time later. So in preparation, I always like to sit down with my own book and come up with who's my team and create a timeline accordingly. When does the editor need the book? How long will the editor take to need the book? When does the cover designer need to know my inspiration and direction? How long will that journey take? And I kind of back out based on when I want the book released and when I want the book to be launched. So start to build your timeline according to other people's needs, because you want to make sure that they have ample time or you're going to pay rush fees, friends. We don't want that. I have found in the industry about a 3 to 4 month journey from getting the manuscript done to in hand is something that is actually feasible. Our team really works hard on a 3 month journey for you if we can fit you in the schedule. And that includes all of those moving pieces. Now, as a part of our journey, when somebody signs up with us and says, hey, I want you to help us with the supported self-publishing solution, we actually have them fill out an intake form. This intake form actually helps us with metadata collection. So if you are not using us, no sweat, but I want you to make a list of your metadata collection information. Get a Google Doc going or a Word Doc going and start filling out information. You're going to want to know things like your book title and your book subtitle. I highly encourage you to do some research on that. I have a new book that I'm working on right now, and I had one title figured out, but I led a workshop and I came up with another, and it's even better. So just keep working on your title and subtitle. Make sure it has the appropriate keywords in it that people are searching as well. You're going to want to have an idea, because your manuscript will be done, about how many words you've got going on. Is it a 40,000 word or a 140,000 word book manuscript? This is important because your graphic designer will need to know these things. Once the book is laid out, you're going to need to know it for the spine dimensions. Your editor is going to need to know it because they typically charge based on word count or page count. So definitely keep that in mind and capture that. Start pulling together your book description. So you've written your book. Now, how are you going to describe your book? Jot it down. I want you to do that before you ever upload anything to Amazon. And this is something that's perfect to be working on when your book is over with the editor. It allows you the chance to start capturing a synopsis of your story and really start to formulate it and build it. I also want you to have a moment where you reflect on how do you want your book to be used and who do you want to read it? What are your book goals? You're going to say, Stephanie, this is self-publishing solution timeline. I didn't know that I needed to know those things. You do, because things will be impacted based on that. You know, how long your book is impacted based on that. How the book is going to be formatted, impacted based on that. If you want to use the book in conjunction with like a workshop, maybe you need to add room for people to take notes. That is important. So knowing your goals would be helpful. Also, I want you to spend some time reflecting on what are some keywords and phrases that people may be searching around your book topic. Now, you can uncover this if you do some research on your book's competition. Now, I'm not a competitive person over here, so typically I like to put my head in the sand when it comes to competition, but I promise you that your understanding and unearthing your book's competition will help you identify things like what are some keywords they're using in their descriptions? What are some ideas and inspiration for their book covers from their book covers that could inspire yours? Are there colors that they're using specifically in regards to the industry, maybe it's something you need to consider or not to stick out. So these are very important elements of your journey, and they are things that you want to be thinking of early on. The final thing too around it is I want you to know, well, what kind of price are you wanting to do? If, you know, do you have an idea of how you're going to price your book? That is not something you need to know immediately, but these are things I would pull together in a metadata location document, and you start to noodle on them. I call it marinating. Inevitably, you're marinating, you're thinking about it, you're reflecting, and it gives you time to build it. Now, before you give your book to the editor, which is the next step here shortly, I want you to put together an editorial style guide. What I mean by that is I want you to go and capture things like, do you use an Oxford comma? How are you going to, capitalize certain words? Are there certain words that need trademarks? Is there certain jargon in your book that you want your editor to know about? These are important elements because it ensures that your editor is consistent with what you're doing. So be aware of that and start pulling together a style guide. As you're pulling together your metadata, you're capturing all of the stuff, now you can start pulling together that production timeline. So again, I want you to work backward. What are you wanting to do to release on a certain day? Is there any promotion around it, et cetera? And then start backing out by asking your editor, your designer, everyone in between, what their timeframes are. Keep in mind, you're going to want about 3 to 4 weeks before the book, when the book releases the paperback, and when you're going to get author copies in hand. So you want to give yourself enough wiggle room in that process too. So get all of that underway, schedule meetings with your key players, and then you can roll up and get started. So in the first phase in our journey, we're focusing and starting on the metadata and the editing. So in addition to the metadata that I just shared, and we capture that through an intake form and have a meeting with the clients and authors, we also want you to do some keyword and category research. If you have not done any keyword or category research, there are tools out there that are beneficial and helpful. One of the ones that I love using is Publisher Rocket, and it gives us some really great insights. If you do not have Publisher Rocket and you would like to get it, I will put a link in the show notes. It's an affiliate link, but I'm telling you, friends, it is a wonderful tool for self-published authors. I also want you to decide, how am I going to do the publishing journey? Am I going to use Amazon's KDP POD solution, Ingram Spark and their POD solution, a mixture of the two? If you aren't quite sure which one, go back and listen to episode 3 in this season, and it'll give you some pros and cons on each. I also want you to go ahead and go to Bowker and get an ISBN package. I encourage authors who plan on writing an additional book to go ahead and get the 10 ISBN package. It's the best price point, and I think it also comes with a barcode. For this first book, you're going to need it. Barcodes are cheap, like $25 per ISBN. You can buy more later, but the more ISBNs you purchase, now, the more that discount that you get. Now, before you purchase it, I do want you to consider what your publishing imprint looks like. What is your publishing imprint? We've also talked about that this season, but I want you to consider, are you going to publish your book under an imprint? The Myself Publishing imprint is called Stargazer Publications, and I love that. Actually, somebody asked me one day, oh, who's that publisher? I want to have them publish my book. And I just smiled extra big because it was me. It's my publishing arm. So I want you to consider that, because when you sign up with Bowker, it is smart to already know your publishing imprint because you can include it and attach your ISBNs to it. Also, now would be a great time to apply for a Library of Congress number, an LCCN. If you want your book to get into libraries, you will need to have an LCCN and include it in your information. So make sure to apply for both of those. You apply for the LCCN and you purchase ISBNs. This is also a really great time to get an author headshot. If you do not have one that is professionally done, save up and get one, please, friends. And if you're in the Louisville area, I have a phenomenal photographer and we would love to do you a headshot, and you would just be so grateful for it. I know. A headshot that is taken on your iPhone, in my opinion, will not suffice. You're better than that. You're higher than that. You got better quality than that. Go and invest in an author headshot and you will be so grateful for all the book signings you do, for the professionalism that it offers, and it will just level up your work. Okay, once the metadata is kind of underway, now I say in part of phase one, our team focuses on editing. So we want to make sure that you have that style guide in place and that your manuscript is laid out in a way that your editor can actually edit it. Some prefer it to be in Word, others in Google Doc is fine. Many of them require all the formatting to be stripped. It's just easier for them to navigate it. And so ask your editor what their preference is. I'm a big believer in trying to have as much of your manuscript complete when you give it to the editing team so it can have a beautiful flow and consistency. So I'm talking about the manuscript itself, but also the front and back matter. That's the stuff like your dedication, your foreword, your acknowledgments, your about the author, your also by section, your what's next, and the list goes on, right? It also includes what your back cover going to look like content-wise. Draft all of that and see how your editor prefers to get information. Some editors are fine with reading the manuscript the first round and looking at the additional front and back matter during proofreading. Totally up to how your editor works. But definitely, definitely don't forget that you're in charge of writing that stuff. Now, the next phase is one of my favorites because it pivots over to the design element of what we're doing. Usually when I get the book sent over to the editor, my team starts rolling up our sleeves on the design, and those things can happen in congruency. It just takes a different level of creativity. And so a part of our intake process has authors articulate some cover design ideas they already have. They may not know they have an idea, but then they get some designs back and that's not the idea. So it's good to do some reflection. If you already have a book cover design concept in mind, pull out some graphics around it, pull together some inspiration, articulate what you like and what you don't like and why, because it will help your graphic designer and cover designer and formatter be able to help you. If you have not done competitive research on book covers, go and look at what other people are doing in your industry. It will give you ideas of what you like and don't like. And we like to ask authors to give us at least 3 books that have covers that they are drawn to and give us some guidance as to why they are drawn to that. That helps us identify, is it a font? Is it a look and feel? Is it a theme? Is it a color palette? That helps us ensure that the cover we help design evokes the same feelings and actions that they want their readers and themselves to walk away from. Make a list of things you're drawn to and things that you are repelling. For instance, I am not a fan of serif fonts. Those are the little fonts where there's like the little hooks on the ends. Some people love them. I don't, and my designer knows this. To me, it just doesn't feel like it's the same vibe of how I tackle the work that I do. It just doesn't feel that way for me. That's just a me thing. That's not everybody, but how can someone read your mind if you don't tell them that? So are you attracted or repelled to certain fonts or colors? Are there things you love or don't? Like, I really like real imagery versus graphic imagery for my books. They need to know about that. Are there any symbols or key themes throughout your book that would help your designer? So for instance, one of my books is really focused on plants. So I, of course, we used a cover that was in alignment, but because my designer knew that, the icons we used on the back for some of the bullets were little leaves. It was beautiful. So what are some things within your book that have visual elements to it that could really open doors for the designer? Your designer also will probably be who creates a self-publishing imprint for you. So I want you to be considering, what is the name of your self-publishing imprint and what are some elements that you want integrated into that? So Stargazer Publications is what I selected. Let me give you a little background as to why. I love the Stargazer lilies. They're one of my favorite flowers, very, very close to my family. And if you haven't read my latest book, Emergence, I actually write a whole chapter about it. Stargazer also to me indicates the concept of looking up and being futuristic, right? Looking up and out and gazing at what could be. Both of those were in beautiful alignment with the types of books that I write. And so Stargazer Publications was born. I shared with my book cover designer how I love this concept, but I didn't want it to be articulated in a flower. I wanted it to be articulated in a book. And so if you look at Stargazer Publications, any of the books I've done, you'll see a beautiful stacked book with little stars on alignment. It just makes my heart so full. That was because her and I together were able to strategize around it. So I want you to be considering, what is it that they should be strategizing on and how can you help them? Now, the cover design and imprint process on our world has a couple of steps. So we come up with a design after we get the intake and we have a strategy call. We come up with a couple of designs, get feedback on it, make another round with one last form of feedback before we finalize. On your imprint, you'll want to make sure that you design something that has an icon because that goes on the spine. And for your book cover, you have a lot of flexibility, of course, but make sure that it is something that is in alignment with the professionalism that your book deserves. Phase three in our self-publishing journey is all around layout. So the book has come back from the editor. You have gone through and taken the time to review all the edits and decided what you want to keep and not. And now it is ready to pivot to layout. What I mean by that is we are literally putting the book into a format where it becomes the real book. So you want to make sure that you have shared any formatting ideas that you have and even almost selected what you like about certain formatting layouts. So a couple things that I want you to think about when it comes to the interior of your book. These are things that would just be ideal for your layout and formatting support to know. First of all, do you have an idea of how you want your chapters to look like? Do you want it to say chapter one or just the chapter title? Do you want it in a different font or are you particular? Maybe you're not. Do you want any specific icons or elements to be a part of chapter titles? Like, do you want a little graphic to go with each chapter? That's important to be aware of. I know this seems little, but on the first paragraph of a specific chapter, do you want it to be indented? Do you want it to be a really big first letter? Like, these are things to consider. And the only way to really know about it and what you want is to look around at the books that you like. Do you want your content to be justified or left aligned? Do you want block quotations and call out quotes? What do you want that to look like? Have you considered it? There may be some limitations on what is feasible, but it's important to identify what you do like so that you can articulate that to your formatter and support. Do you have any photos that need to go into the book? Now would be a phenomenal time to capture those and get high-res photos to your formatter and publishing support team. This could be things like your author photo. It could be book stacks if you have other books, 3D mockups to include in your also buy section. It could include graphical elements. Do you need to get those designed? If so, probably should happen. Actually, if you need to get anything designed, I would be doing that during the editing phase, so you're ready to go when the book goes to formatting. Now, a few things to consider in regards to the layout that many authors don't think about is how do you want the header and footer to look on every page? Do you want that centered or left aligned or aligned to the edge, right? So one page would be on the left, the other to the right. Do you want one side to have your name and the other the book title? Or do you want to have one side to be the book title and the other side be the chapter? Do you want the page numbers on the top or on the bottom? These are things most people don't think about. And so look around at the books that you like, that you read and see what they're doing. It will give you ideas. Your team is going to lay out your book and then send it to you for a final review. Now, if you have a proofreader, they will be a part of that journey. If not, it's on you, friend. So proofread or have somebody, a friend, somebody in the industry, another editor, take a look at it in the layout format because you're going to see things there that you may not have noticed before. Don't overlook this section because this is the last time you get before you're uploading that book and it's becoming real. At this point, your graphic designer is also taking your book cover and turning it into a book spread. And this book spread includes the spine and the back cover. So you will definitely need to make sure you have your ISBN have a barcode to include on the back as well. Once you fall in love with your interior, you are ready to upload. Now, if you were doing a pre-order for your ebook, you would have went ahead and uploaded a cover of the book and the description prior to this point and scheduled your pre-order date out. But if you are ready to upload all the interiors, now is the time to do it. So you would set up all of the information you need on Amazon, on Ingram, however you're using the print-on-demand platform. That metadata that you've been marinating, go back and look at it, and you'll be using it in the upload process. When you upload the paperback and you submit it, you do not get to select when it goes live. Amazon will look at it. Ingram will look at it. Once they decide that it is good to go, they will push it. Ingram actually allows you to determine when you enable distribution, but Amazon, when they approve it, it's live, friends. So just make sure you are ready. your book is now out there. It's huge. It's awesome. And then you get to pivot in my book to my favorite, which is the marketing elements. So now is the time for you to start thinking of things like, how am I going to integrate this into social? What kind of emails do I need to be sending out? I need to prepare for my launch. What are some media opportunities? Who are collaborators in the industry that maybe would help me? Is there any guest blogging opportunities? All of these things are really important to consider. You can integrate that and kind of pepper it throughout your process. You can wait until the book is already going to upload if you want to do that too, depending upon your stress levels, if you have the capacity to take that on or not. Even though this makes you feel like the book is done and it's out there, friends, it's just the beginning. Self-publishing and any publishing is a journey that is something to be embraced, to loved, and to never neglect. Just like an author once told me, never leave launch mode. I consider that to be very important in the self-publishing industry. Don't ever forget that the only way books sell is when you're out there pushing it. And that is true for any type of publishing solution out there, traditional, self, hybrid, and everywhere in between. Embrace what self-publishing offers. Embrace the value that you get. You own your intellectual property. You can run as fast or as slow as you want. Self-publishing is a beautiful process. What I don't want you to do is find yourself in pickles, the things in the industry that you just didn't know you needed to know. Find somebody you trust to give you some guidance and direction. And listen to them. They have been a tried and true process themselves. And this lovely industry of authorship is a pay it forward group of people that want to help one another. Now, our team does offer a supported self-publishing solution. If you go to empowerprgroup.com/self-publishing support, you will learn more about what all we do. I just walked you through today our process and how we make all of that happen. And it is something that you are welcome to roll up your sleeves and do yourself if you'd like. But if you want to make sure your book has that professional touch, our team holds nothing back and we help you navigate that process with ease because this is exciting and I don't want you to be overwhelmed in the process. Author friends, it has been so much fun to uncover everything that the world didn't know they needed to know about self-publishing in this season of the Empowered Author Podcast. My hope and prayer is that you have found it helpful, and I can't wait to learn about the self-publishing books that you have on the horizon. Thank you for listening today, for becoming empowered, and for believing what I believe, and that's that empowered people empower people. You wouldn't have written a book if you didn't believe that. I have empowered you. Now it is your turn. Go publish that book and empower others.